called Drive Your Car. I reckon that's a song that you would want to do that to. It's got that real sort of drive off and do some badass stuff vibe to it. On your radio, it's 2SER. Hello, it's Bryce. And hey, the reason I played you that song from LA Witch, I didn't do it just for the lols. I did it for a very specific reason. We got them in the studio right now, guys.
Yeah.
Is it, would you say what's that's like a way to describe that song, just do badass stuff? Is that the goal generally?
Just drive around.
We drive a lot.
Weird stuff. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, you guys you've been here for a little while, just like doing the things, just going around. I guess in terms of the music itself, I was talking to one of our producers is from America, and he reckons it's a very specifically Southern California sound, he reckons. What is it about LA? I guess it's in your name, but besides that, that influences how you guys are making your music and what it sounds like, do you think?
Well, I mean, we're from Los Angeles, like born and raised, so it's really hard for us to, you know, say.
Yeah, because we wouldn't know any other, you know what I mean?
It's like a fish can't describe water.
Yeah.
But I mean, definitely, there's like a lot of rock and roll history in LA, you know, and so I think if it's like a subconscious thing where there's, you can hear a lot of influence from, you know, LA or whatever.
Different LA bands.
Whatever that LA is, whatever, you know.
Like the Gun Club and stuff like that.
Yeah, X, you know, a lot of garage, like was basically formed in, you know, California because of like all the garages in the suburbs and stuff. So, I mean,
yeah,
it makes sense, you know.
And you guys you've described the album as sort of like 30 minutes of reverb. What is it about, what is it about reverb that you guys like so much?
I think it just kind of adds a really moody thing, and it's just a kind of haunting sound, and I don't know, it's kind of dreamy too, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that, and you guys have been touring for like, you toured for a long time before the album came out, it was like 3+ years.
Yeah.
Was there a reason behind that? Like, did you guys were just loving it so much?
Or no, what? It was like one of those things where we just started going, and then we just didn't stop, and
right.
We didn't know, you know what I mean, and like, we were learning as we were going, and so, for you know, when we started the band and stuff, like, we didn't know that, like, a formula of like, this is how you know, we're going to release the album and then go on tour. It was just like, the opportunity came up and we're like, yeah, like, let's go on tour. And then another opportunity, and we just kept kind of going. And then we're like, all right, like, we need to like write an album, like,
right.
Or not write an album. We need to record an album, you know, because we had all the songs and stuff. So,
and you were saying like, you guys are sort of just playing it by ear, just sort of see what happens. And that was sort of similar when you guys were recording, you guys sort of did a lot of the mixing and mastering and stuff, self-taught kind of thing. And was that like always a goal, or did you just figure, well, we're here, we might as well just kind of give it a crack?
Well, I think we know our sound and we know how we want it to sound like, and it's been hard to like explain that to people who aren't familiar with what you do. And so we did a lot of the mixing ourselves with the help of our friend Victor. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the future, you know, I think it would be cool to have someone help out, like, you know, with producing or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I think that it was like another thing where it was just like, we're kind of just learning and we're trying to mess around and see what we can do. So.
And on that kind of, in a sense of not having a formula, do you reckon maybe these days there's too much kind of formula following going on? Like, I notice in my timeline all the time, it's just especially with, specifically, I guess I follow a lot of like rap stuff, and just, I think it happens with music in general, is people look at, oh, so this is what the blueprint is, and I'll just copy that, and I'll just sound like that, and I'll just wear this, and I'll just tweet this, and I'll use these emojis,
totally.
And it'll work for me. Do you think that's maybe an issue? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it could be, because everything kind of seems like the same, and I feel like there's a lot of music that's, I mean, there is a lot of stuff that really stands out and is different, and people are doing, like, you know, completely new things or whatever, but I feel like a majority of it is not, and, you know, especially, like, with commercial music and, like, mainstream music, it seems, I mean, I don't know. When I was younger, like, I used to love pop music. I used to love everything that was played on the radio. And as I've gotten older, like, now it's like I can't stand the radio. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, I can't listen to anything
as we're on the radio.
I know. Well, I mean, I don't know what you guys play out here.
We're not, like,
I mean?
Not, like, top 40 or anything.
Yeah.
It's all right.
The radio stations back at home are terrible.
Really?
I mean, with the exception of, like, there's some college radio, which is really cool, and There's like a
KEXP in Seattle. Is really cool.
Yeah, you know, but it's not. It's very few stations that are playing. Like,
yeah,
cool.
Right.
It's just very. I don't know.
Bubblegum.
Kind of, yeah, everything kind of sounds the same, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, and I guess I mean in LA, right? I mean it's friggin' everyone's trying to be something over there. So you got to sound a bit different, right? To sort of make people notice in a way.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. It's hard because, you know, it's funny, but like we lived like in the neighborhood that we lived in, it was like everyone, like all of our neighbors were all like in the bands and like in each other's bands, and it's like a whole block of just like a bunch of bands, and you just couldn't escape it. But yeah, and I don't know, maybe it's because we're in LA, so it's like there's a lot of artists and musicians there, but it's definitely can sometimes feel like it's just very oversaturated with just you know.
Well, you know what I do like the oversaturation of is the reverb. And we were talking about we love that. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Is that the plan for album two? I know you guys are probably, when this wraps up, maybe starting to get that process going. Is it just continue doing what works, or what do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're always changing and like kind of evolving and growing. And I don't know. It's hard to say like what we're going to do, you know, because we really like experimenting and stuff. And I mean, who knows where the sound will go, you know, which is one reason why I hate, like, categorizing, like, you know, our music or whatever. I mean, I know it helps to, like, describe, but we don't want to stay stuck in, like, one specific genre because we listen to everything, you know, so.
I think that's kind of a common thing now, as people are starting to try and get rid of that genre aspect of what, and just being fitting into labels and stuff, because why would you? Like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it helps people kind of connect, you know, or understand what they're listening to. It's like them describing it or whatever, or categorizing it, and, you know. But
yeah, it helps them find you too, I guess, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Search whatever. Yeah.
Google.
Yeah.
Reverb Rock.
Well, hey, you guys are playing Beach Road. I think it's Wednesday. I actually, I host a bit of trivia there. I can tell you it's going to be a fun show. You guys will enjoy it. It's a cool venue.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, we were just there this morning.
Oh, just checking it out?
Yeah. Well, we're staying there.
Oh, you're in that part. Yeah, Matt. Well, hey, if you're still there on Thursday night, come to trivia. It's going to be wild. 8 o'clock start. It's all general knowledge. You guys will.
Whoa, do you win money?
Yeah, what, big time.
Prizes?
Yeah, we'll talk about the prizes. We'll get it going. But guys, hey, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
See you later.